Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are going to go to NFL.com's Chad Ryder here in just a few moments. Chad has a five-round mock that is out right now. And, Jeff, it's fascinating to even just look past the first round.
Chad had a lot of time on his hands.
Well, it's impressive. I mean, he really went through a lot of painstaking, I would say, hours trying to figure out exactly who he wanted where beyond the first round, which is what I think is makes his story so impressive. So let's talk to Chad right now. He is on the hotline. Hi, Chad. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Well, we're just admiring the work that you put into your five-round mock draft. So we give you credit where credit is due.
Well done, sir.
Well, there's a fine line between hard work and insanity. And every year I seem to straddle that line and maybe cross over a little bit. The seven-round mock will come out before the draft, and I still may be married at that point. We don't know yet. But, it's fun actually to do because it's a big puzzle. And even though it seems like it's a puzzle like of 500 pieces that are all the same color, because you don't really know what it's supposed to look like when you're done. But it's fun to play with different scenarios and things like that. So I'm glad people enjoy it.
Well, let's start off with number one. Sam Darnold going to the Browns with the first overall pick. Why?
Well, because I think you have to start with the quarterback. I think he is seen by many teams as the best combination of athletic ability, arm strength, leadership, intelligence, kind of the whole package. You could make arguments for other guys. I don't know that even the Browns are 100% sure yet which direction they're going, but I think he is probably the best overall package of the five guys that are likely to go in the first round.
Your thoughts on Rosen, your thoughts on Allen?
Rosen, if you watch the film, he's the best pure thrower. His ability to hit receivers, to lead them open, to place throws in areas that a lot of college quarterbacks don't, is impressive. It's going to be interesting. I think the whole attitude thing was totally overblown on him. He's a smart guy, and I think some of his guys that played with him were probably not as in tune with the offense as he was, and so he's likely to have ruffled some feathers of guys that maybe didn't know what they were supposed to be doing. But at the next level, all the guys know what they're doing, and so he's going to be learning, and he's going to be leading. So I like Rosen quite a bit. I think he's going to be a very good pro. Josh Allen, a lot have been said about his completion percentage. I think if you watch him closely, you see a lot of things that a lot of college quarterbacks can't do. A lot is made of his arm strength, and that certainly helps him. But I think athleticism-wise, he's an even keel kid that some guys like that kind of quarterback versus a Baker Mayfield, fiery kind of guy. So it's really going to be a team that sees his potential, that wants to know that a guy can put the ball wherever he wants on the field. And if they think he can master their offense, he's going to be a pretty good pro.
Chad Ryder from NFL.com joining us on the hotline. Who are the best players in this draft?
I think there are three that I think are the top. Saquon Barkley, the running back from Penn State, obviously an excellent running back, excellent receiver, just a good kid. Bradley Chubb, the pass rusher from North Carolina State, is a power guy and a speed guy. You don't see that. That's pretty rare. And then Quentin Nelson, the guard from Notre Dame, is a one-man wrecking crew. I don't think that if there's any, if there's ever a guy that could have gone number one in the draft as a guard, he would be it. I don't anticipate that to happen, but he would be the guy that's done it. I think John Hanna probably in the mid-70s was the last guy. I think that would have probably fallen in that category. But he's just fun to watch, and I'll be thrilled for him if he goes number two to the Giants. I don't see it with these quarterbacks in there, but I think I would love to see Nelson go that high.
Does he play tackle in the pros? Could he play tackle, or do you think an NFL team leaves him at guard?
Could he? Yeah, but I think that's like taking him out of his best position. I think interior players are very important nowadays with I think the Drew Brees Saints have kind of made that more clear in terms of, especially if you have a quarterback that needs space in the pocket and you get that interior pass rush and you're done for. So I think you keep him at guard. Certainly his flexibility in terms of being able to spot over at tackle is very intriguing, but I don't know. I think you don't mess with a good thing.
So if you're the Browns and quarterbacks do go off the board 1, 2, 3, and you're sitting there with 4, then you have your choice of the 3 best players in the draft, and you have them taking Barkley. Why?
Well, again, I think he's going to be the number one guy on a lot of teams' boards because of his explosiveness as an offensive weapon. I wouldn't fault them for taking Chubb or Nelson, although there's a lot of money in the guards on that team right now. So I wouldn't anticipate them going that way. But really, either 3 of those guys, if you like, some people like Derwin James that much from Florida State, he's in the mix as well. So there's a lot of guys that could go there. I went with Barkley this time around just because if you get Darnold, an amazing running back, that's quite a 1-2 punch. You've got some good receivers already. They've put some money into the offensive line. I mean, obviously, losing Joe Thomas hurts, but they'll do their best to kind of make that line good for all that crew. That's quite an offense to start with.
Chad, if you look at the bottom of the first round on your mock draft, you've got Colton Miller going pick 31 to the Patriots to replace Nate Solder. And then at 32, you've got Mike McClinchy, the left tackle out of Notre Dame. And then the Browns are sitting there at 33. Any thoughts that maybe the Browns at 33 would either maneuver their way, in your mock world here, would maneuver their way up to go get one of those two guys because of Joe Thomas retiring?
If they don't believe they already have the guy on the roster, then I could see that. It wouldn't take much. New England is always open to opportunities to drop down a few spots, and smartly. I mean, that's the right thing to do. Honestly, I think I'm not a big Brian O'Neill fan personally, so if they really wanted a left tackle and they settled for Brian O'Neill, that might be an issue for me. So if they really want one of those two tackles, it wouldn't take a whole lot to move up into one of those spots. So Browns still have plenty of picks, and they could definitely make that move to get. I would probably go with McClinchy over Miller as more of a sturdy, kind of a Taylor Decker type. And Colton Miller, his tape is pretty uneven, obviously a great athlete. So I would go McClinchy there. But, I think that's very plausible.
But you think he might be there at 33. There could be a chance of that. Because I've seen him as high as, like, top 10 in some boards.
Yeah. I mean, it's really – this is a difficult draft. Well, they're all difficult to project. But, when you look at the teams kind of at the top of the draft, tackle isn't as big of a need. And I would not put Miller or McGlinchey in the top, 20 to 25 players in this draft, personally. Somebody may take that chance. After all, that teams, sometimes their boards get influenced by their needs, even though they don't really think so. So maybe somebody in the middle of the first will decide that they need a tackle so badly that they'll pass over guys that are better players, and that happens all the time.
Chad Ryder joining us. Oh, I'm sorry, Chad.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Chad joining us from NFL.com. If you had to give some advice to John Dorsey in this draft, Chad, and knowing the depth of some of the spots and the picks that the Browns have, What kind of a strategy would you suggest to him for this draft? Stay put, trade, what?
I think you have to look, and this is why it's very interesting, because obviously they work out a bunch of trades before the draft happens. Teams call and say, hey, are you willing to move down? Are you willing to move up? What are you willing to do when the time comes and your guy's not there? I am typically in favor of moving down a reasonable number of picks to pick up later, selections. And certainly with two picks early in the second, those two spots are clearly ripe for trades, especially now that Friday night starts anew, the beginning of the first round. Teams are going to be calling them with all the guys that they thought would be picked in the first round. They have first-round grades at. So I think it's a great opportunity at the top of the second to move down to get additional picks. And you know what? A lot of times teams will be willing to trade a future first for a current second. If they can somehow make that sort of deal, then I would take it, in a heartbeat.
Would that be more beneficial, you think, than grabbing some talent now?
Yeah, I think the problem with the Browns, having if you have 75 picks in one draft, they're not all going to make the team. I mean, they're just not, especially with all the free agent acquisitions that you get that they've, signed this year, and they're going to turn over the roster. But, I think at some point, and the Browns fans have learned this, at some point you have to pick somebody. I mean, I get that. But if you can get that future first is a bargaining chip, and it's something you got in your back pocket, and that teams should not pass up on if they get the opportunity.
All right, Chad, hey, we appreciate it, and we always appreciated the read, too, on NFL.com. We're sending everybody over there as well. It is a 5-round mock draft, and thanks for breaking things down for us today. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Chad.
Make sure you check him out, Chad Ryder, on NFL.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.